Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is on a four-stop visit to the United States. And as part of his tour, Karzai thanked thousands of U.S. soldiers who helped to stabilize his country. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports on Karzai's visit to Fort Drum, New York.
Under a blazing sun, soldiers in green camouflage marched to the parade field for a special ceremony with the Afghan president. Almost 5,000 members of the 10th Mountain Division based at Fort Drum returned last month from 9 months in Afghanistan. They were fighting insurgents and helping to rebuild the country. Staff Sergeant Robert Hill says they're proud of what happened on their watch.
Where there were no businesses, now there were businesses growing and flourishing. I saw where there was desert buildings being built in the middle of the desert where there was nothing before, where ruins were, they were rebuilding everything. I saw a lot of stuff change in just 9 months.
For some soldiers, it was their second tour of duty in Afghanistan. Fort Drum troops battled Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters just months after September 11, 2001. President Karzai requested this trip to Fort Drum to express his gratitude. Wrapped in a purple and green cloak, Karzai addressed a field of soldiers in formation.
On behalf of the Afghan people, I thank those of you who have served in Afghanistan. With your help, we have reclaimed our country from terror and oppression.
Karzai read the names of 11 Fort Drum soldiers killed in his country, and he helped present Purple Hearts to two who were injured in a grenade attack. Karzai said their sacrifice and the deeds of all the soldiers are now part of Afghan history.
We will write that in golden letters of our memory for our future to see and to remember. Thank you.
Some soldiers, like Staff Sergeant Chris Yanko, got to meet with President Karzai one-on-one.
You know, you spend 10 months over in Afghanistan, and you hear a lot about the guy, and it was great to see him in person. And I don't think you can ask for a better compliment or a greater honor than to hear from his own mouth that your actions and what you've done over there actually made a difference for him and his country and his people.
His people still face many problems, including growing violence as the country approaches its first democratic elections in September. More than 400 people have died this year alone. Karzai was selected president in 2002. He faces his first popular election in September. From his experience on the ground, Sergeant Hill says Karzai has some work to do.
The people that like him love him to death. The people that don't like him, well, they really don't like him.
Speaking to the media after the ceremony, Karzai said he recognizes that violence threatens the upcoming vote, and he called for NATO to send more troops.
We do need security, especially that we have not yet been able to fully take away the arms from factions and people that are having them, and fully train our national army and police.
Those tasks will fall to the more than 20,000 U.S. soldiers who remain in Afghanistan and who will try to advance the Fort Drum soldiers' progress in supporting an emerging democracy. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein.